previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
A lot has been said and you heard a lot of things, but honestly, and I believe that it's a great success, everyone seems happy. But now what? Just to catch up, Sue Sherpa on the line from Durco, Ambassador Xolisa Mabongo. Thank you very much, Xolisa. Thanks for joining us on the line for your time. You must be tired, I can imagine. So thanks for making the time. How are you?
Good morning and greetings to your listeners. I am well, thank you. And you?
Very good, thank you. So it seemed like a very successful summit, right? Are you happy?
Yes, we are very happy. It was an exceptionally successful summit hosted by South Africa. I believe that the summit achieved its objectives.
What would you say would be one or two key objectives achieved that the rest of us should know about as just average South Africans? What made it successful?
I think the first was the unity of the G20. The sense from all the leaders who attended that we needed to preserve this forum of the G20 because of its influence, its capability to coordinate in trying to resolve some of the challenges that are facing the world. Secondly, just the reaffirmation and support of the priorities that South Africa set out. As you will recall, South Africa set out four high-level priorities for its G20 presidency. That is all the work on disaster risk reduction, on debt sustainability for low-income countries, on the just energy transition, and on critical minerals. So these are issues that are of concern for all G20 members and the rest of the international community. So what we saw during the 2 days was really world leaders affirming the importance of these priorities that South Africa set out, everybody supporting the declaration that was adopted and saying that now it's time to go and implement the decisions that were taken in Johannesburg through the Johannesburg Declaration.
Was there one key thing that didn't get to agree on?
No, all the leaders who were present endorsed the declaration that was adopted. We had, of course, there was a statement by Argentina where they were raising some concerns on some of the elements of the declaration. But, of course, this is was expected. It was the same in Brazil where they did express some misgivings on certain issues, but certainly they also joined the consensus. So there was unity in Johannesburg by the G20 leaders who were present. And really, a sense, I mean, if you look at the media today, in fact, since yesterday, in the social media, world leaders were here congratulating South Africa, congratulating President Ramaphosa on a very successful summit.
Good morning, Ambassador. It's Khada D'Souza from the newsroom. I just want to know the significance of us now giving this declaration to America. What does this mean, that America will now be forced to work on what was decided in South Africa? Because we know of international politics, it's not like South Africa and America see eye to eye about a lot of issues, but that this was also agreed upon by some of America's biggest allies.
Our sense is that the United States will certainly take up some of the issues that were discussed in Johannesburg. But at the same time, we have to recognize the way the G20 works is that each presidency of the G20 has a prerogative to set the agenda for the year. In the same way that South Africa decided at the beginning on the four main priorities for our presidency, the United States also has the prerogative. But at the same time, it's inevitable, because of the nature of the challenges that are facing the world, it is inevitable that there will be some continuity. I mean, if you look at the topics that we have we presented for this year, they are very important for the United States. Critical minerals are on the top of the agenda of the United States domestically. If you look at energy, not so much the just energy transition, but generally in the U.S., there is a lot of conversation on energy. And then also on disasters, the United States is very much concerned about the disasters. So we will hear from the U.S. They will decide and let us know, as the G20 members, what their priorities are. But we do expect that there may be some continuity on certain areas. but also given that we have to accept that each presidency has a prerogative to set the agenda for the year.
Will you be present today when the presidency is handed over to American representatives? We understand that that will happen at the Durco building in Pretoria, and it did not happen yesterday at the G20, as is normally the case.
I will personally not be there. I think it will be tomorrow, actually. It is no longer today. But I will not be there. But there will be other colleagues from DECO who will be in attendance. Because remember, the issue of the handover to the United States, there are so many aspects of it. For example, I think people are focusing mainly on the declaration and the symbolic handover. But there are also some practical things. For example, the G20 website, we have got to send it over to the United States, because from the 1st of December, the U.S. takes over. So that means that on the 1st of December, they are the ones operating the G20 website. The G20, as you know, is an informal gathering. It does not have a secretariat. It is not an organization in the sense like the United Nations, where you have got a secretariat. All of that work is done by the country that is hosting. So we've got to do things like that, things that are practical, to make sure that there is a transfer and that the United States is able immediately on 1st December 2025 to do the presidency of the G20.
Last question for me. Has everybody left South Africa? All the G20 representatives, all the delegations? Is that it for our discussions?
Can you come again?
Has everybody left South Africa? All the delegations that have been here? Is that it? Is there no more G20 discussions on African soil?
No, there is no more any discussions in South Africa. Yeah, I believe that the majority of the heads of state, as well as the delegates that were supporting them, would have left yesterday, and some are leaving today. Remember, also today is the beginning of the African Union and European Union summit in Luanda, in Angola. So many of the leaders of the European Union, the heads of state and government from Europe, traveled yesterday already to Angola to attend the AU-EU summit that begins this morning.
Well, they all seem pretty happy. I mean, these are people that are pretty used to presidential suites and presidential treatment. So it must have been
quite... Everyone was happy. I was saying that everyone left South Africa happy.
That's very good to hear. So it means we've done a great job on our side. I said it last week already. We're probably one of the most hospitable, friendly countries in the world, especially when it comes to welcoming tourists, and I hope that all the effort done from your side, our municipality side, will just continue and keep the momentum going now for the South Africans left behind.
No, thank you very much. And President Ramaphosa expressed thanks to the South African people for their ability to host and be hospitable to these important guests.
Ambassador Xolisa Mabongo, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And well done. Bye-bye. There you go. The lowdown on the G20, 084-850-0942. He's altijd welkom van jou kant af as jy iets wil bijvoeg.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester, I arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.